You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a local charity that is supporting blind and partially sighted people across west of England. Joining us now to tell us more about the important work of Sight Support West of England is Glenda Prawl. It is so lovely speaking with you today, Glenda.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about your charity. When did it start?
Well, we're actually three charities working in partnership. Sight Support West of England provides services for people living in Bristol, Bath and North East Somerset and South Gloucestershire. And our partner charities, Wiltshire Sight and Insight Gloucestershire, provide services in those two counties. Sight Support only started in 2018, but the other two, Wiltshire Sight and Insight Gloucestershire, are both over 100 years old. And we work in partnership because it means that we're cost effective. We share a management team. Only one person is doing payroll. Only one person is doing the marketing and communications. We have one volunteer coordinator, so it makes really good sense for the three charities to be working together. It also means that we can quality assure the service provision across all three. So we're really confident about the services if you live in the west of England.
So you cover quite a nice area there, quite a large area. What services do you offer?
Well, the primary service that we are offering is information, advice and guidance on everything related to low vision. And we do that primarily through our 40 plus community hubs. So we provide services. Sadly, we don't own the premises. They tend to be community centres, libraries, other voluntary sector partners. We use their premises and we provide, I think we've got over 40 plus hubs across the region. In addition to being able to meet your sight loss advisor there and also meet others who are living with a visual impairment, we provide peer support opportunities. We do ICANN exhibitions every spring and autumn in one of our regional centres, provide a monthly What's On guide, a biannual magazine. We've got digital advisors available to provide support and training, sales and advice of daily living aids and resources. We also have an audio library, a CD audio library. So if you're still using CDs, you can get them from us, of Talking Books, and a comprehensive knowledge hub on our website. So yeah, in a nutshell, that we're pretty much covering all of it, I think, or at least that's our hope.
I feel like it is very comprehensive, isn't it? And for someone who is perhaps newly diagnosed with sight loss, how important do you think it is to reach out to charities like yours and access this support from the beginning? And how would you support this journey for someone who is in those early stages of understanding their sight loss freshly after diagnosis?
All of our support, whether you're newly diagnosed or you've been living with sight loss for some time, is built around the individual. So it's tailored for you. And every person we support is offered a full assessment to explore their individual preferences and goals and what they need. And we recognise in the assessment that losing your sight touches every part of your life. So it's fairly comprehensive. If you're newly diagnosed, however, to respond to your question specifically, it's natural to feel overwhelmed or just uncertain about what your next step is. And there's a mix of emotions, and it depends on the individual again. So for some, it's shock. For many, it's fear. For others, it's confusion. And there are also some where there's a relief at finally having a diagnosis. So taking that everybody's experience is different, it's very normal to be thinking about, how is this going to affect my daily life? Am I going to be able to leave the house ever again? Can I get around safely? Can I cook? Can I care for my family? Can I work? Am I able to continue with my hobbies? Do you understand your diagnosis, the certification and registration process? How do you get rehab support? And then also a bit about talking to your family and friends about it, explaining it, which does depend on you understanding it fully and feeling happy to reveal that about yourself. We're there to provide information, advice, and to connect you with others, and also to provide that very needed emotional support as you move through this critical stage, I suppose, in your sight loss journey. But we're here for everybody, and you don't need to have a diagnosis. You certainly don't need to be registered with your local authority or have a certificate of visual impairment. So, however you, wherever you are in your journey, we're there.
I love that you're taking this people-centered approach. I think it really makes all the difference. And what would you say has been the highlight of 2025 in your work with the charity?
Well, we've signed our partnership agreement with Wiltshire Sight and Insight Gloucestershire. That's really exciting step for us. We've increased the number of community hubs. So we've got a target of making sure we've got a hub located within 5 miles of all service users. And we're stretching for that. And I think we're on about 95% of service users now have a hub within 5 miles of their home. We've also increased our high street presence. So we've opened more charity shops with resource centres, including our very first for Insight Gloucestershire in Stroud. So charity shops are still only 2 or 3 years old for us, and we're slowly opening more. And the focus is on opening shops that have resource centres in their back. So finding appropriate properties isn't always easy to do. It's a really good thing for us to be able to offer. So not only is it awareness raising, it means we've got places that we can meet with service users. So that's really exciting.
Well, that's some absolutely amazing work you've done this year. And is there anything exciting you have planned for 2026? Anything you're looking forward to?
We've just closed a survey we've had open for about 6 to 8 weeks of all blind and partially sighted people in the region. So not just current service users, but others as well. So we're going to be analysing the results of that. So that's quite exciting. And that will obviously direct us into what else gets developed in the forthcoming period. We're hoping to launch a new virtual hub for carers so they can share experiences in an online video forum with others. We're also working with a group of service users who are trying to bring a showdown club to Bristol, and we're hoping to plan a have a go day early in the new year. So that's exciting as well. And lots of other stuff. We're really committed to supporting service users who want to start clubs. So we've got walking groups, we've got a tandem cycling group developing. So we're supporting service users to do that. So lots and lots of exciting stuff on the horizon.
Well, I absolutely can't wait to hear how you get on next year. But for anyone who's listening and they would like to, stay in touch with what you are doing, how can we find out more?
Yes, so we've got a number, and it is 0117 322 4885, or you can email us at info@sitesupportwest.org.uk, and that is also the website address, sitesupportwest.org.uk. So have a look, get in touch. We look forward to speaking to you.
Well, Glenda from Sight Support West of England, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're very welcome.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.